I am Generation Z, the newest generation that has dominated the mid-90s to the present-day 2000s. I am one in approximately 60 million American members of the largest and most educated generation in history. We communicate with pictures and acronyms, shop virtually for clothes, and function perfectly in the speed phenomenon we call the Internet Age. Some would argue we have the strongest thumbs of any generation. And yet, we are by far the most selfish, narcissistic generation in history. Our world has changed drastically since 50 years ago. Leonard Reed, founder of the Foundation for Economic Education, once remarked in an essay, quote, "We have discovered how to deliver the human voice around the earth in 1/27th of a second, deliver an event into everyone's living room in color and motion at the time it is going on. Deliver 64 ounces of oil from the Persian Gulf to our eastern seaboard, more than halfway around the earth for less money than the government will deliver a one-ounce letter across the street in one's hometown," unquote. We have come far in the past half century, but my generation has forgotten how we got here. You see, each generation before ours has been characterized by the struggle of parents, trying to make a better future for their children by paving an easier road to success than the one on which they traveled. Yet, I am afraid that, in the nanosecond culture we call our world, Generation Z has lost touch with the idea that we are responsible for our children's future. Look around. With turmoil abroad and civil unrest at home, we live in conflict's constant shadow. We are not safe, and America is not safe. I believe America isn't safe because my generation has let truth fall by the wayside and trampled her in the dust of progressivism. The cause of unrest in America today is an unwillingness to speak truth. Generation Z must take up the mantle of their forefathers and realize it is incumbent upon us to leave our children better off than we are today. To this end, I believe it is my responsibility, my moral obligation to America, to speak truth. When America's leaders support ideologies that seek to sabotage and annihilate Western ideals of freedom, it is my responsibility to speak out. Splayed across newspapers, online news feeds, and TV screens, headlines scream, "School shooting! ISIS strikes again! Terrorist attack!" As good people become afraid to confront potential threats, for fear of being labeled as racial profilers, America, torn with grief, turns to dig another grave. It is our duty to call out evil where we see it, when we see it. When institutions around the country attempt to silence free speech by banning words like Nazi, man up, or American, it is my responsibility to ensure free speech remains free. Unlike many other countries, America is a place where we are free to exchange ideas and talk openly about what we believe. Institutions that attempt to silence any person's voice or stifle truth deserve themselves to be silenced. When political candidates fan the flames of fallacy by playing the game of identity politics, it is my duty to remind fellow citizens of their worth. Those who suggest that certain individuals have no capacity to achieve greatness because of a biased system adulterate the very essence of America. Whenever politicians use race baiting as a tool to suggest that worth depends on the amount of melanin in one's skin, we must encourage each individual to use his or her God-given gifts to live a life of purpose. When media outlets deliberately lie to the American public by distorting facts, it is my duty to call them out. When those in positions of power abuse women and children, it is my duty to speak for those who have no voice. When corrupt departments cover up lies and scandals, it is my duty to demand justice. When those who daily do battle for us on the streets and foreign soil are mocked, cursed, and spit on, it is the duty of the American people to protect them. It is easy for me to forget that this country is only as strong as its people. The future of America rests on my shoulders, whether or not I want it to. And so, too, it rests on the shoulders of my generation, Generation Z. Making people uncomfortable is often a byproduct of truth, but conflict is not a time to desert American principles. It's a time to embrace them. The fate of America is in your hands and mine. It is our responsibility to ensure that truth prevails.